to the May 1st, 2025 episode of Free Pod. I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors. And I want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses we mention can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the Free Pod website at freepod.org, from our Facebook page, or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now, let's see what's going on.
Freeport broke the record for the world's largest human pretzel image. At the kickoff of Pretzel Fest last Saturday, as more than 600 people and one dog gathered to create a human pretzel. The previous Guinness Record Book record was established in 2019 with 424 people, which was then broken in France in 2024 with a total of 529 people, and now in Freeport with 603 people who gathered at the Arts Plaza in downtown Freeport on Saturday morning. Freeport's new record will be submitted to Guinness World Records for official certification. Pretzelfest and Pokafest were big successes, celebrating the food that gives Freeport its iconic nickname.
At the April 1st meeting of the Highland Community College Board, outgoing board chair Jim Endress and Sean Bolt were sworn in for their new member terms, along with incoming student trustee Rachel Salazar. Doug Block will be board chair, and Sean Bolt was elected as vice chair. Terry Grimes was nominated and confirmed to continue as board secretary, a role she has held for at least a quarter century. Agricultural instructor Justin Ebert and several Highland Community College agricultural students then reported on their recent attendance at two conventions of the Professional Agriculture Students Association. At the state convention in Normal, Illinois, several Highland students won first, second, and third place awards, and at the national convention at Bozeman, Montana, and Sheridan, Wyoming, the Highland contingent again scored high in both individual and team events. Congratulations to Highland for this clear representation of the strength of their agricultural program. Dan Dick also provided a report on Highland Community College Foundation activities. There were more than 1,100 applications for scholarships for this fall, which is a good indicator that enrollment will probably remain steady. Also, more than $40,000 was raised in early April on the Day of Giving, which was down just a bit from last year.
Travelers on US 20 west of Freeport finally will see long-awaited road projects to improve that road all the way from just west of Freeport to past Stockton. Done in phases, work will focus this year on the intersection of US 20 and Illinois Route 73 south of Lena, with turn lanes and a traffic light. Also this summer, pavement on US 20 will be ground and replaced near the former skate station back to Flansburg Road. Other phases of the project will begin in 2026 and 2027.
Freeport's annual Community Cleanup Day is back. This year, the plan is to clean up Taylor Park and the area around it, and the city looks forward to welcoming families, individuals, and service groups to this volunteer event. Next Friday, May 9th, volunteers should meet at the intersection of North Wilbur Avenue and East Oren Street and plan to participate in the cleanup from 8 o'clock in the morning to noon. Cleanup materials such as garbage bags and gloves will be provided, and volunteers are encouraged to bring bug spray, boots, and wipes. To sign up, please call Randy Kohlbauer at 815-396-3548. Sign up is not required, but is appreciated.
We've seen a lot in the news about real ID identification in Illinois, but the info can be confusing about how necessary it really is for some people, so here's the scoop. The Illinois Real ID is a driver's license or ID card that is also a federally accepted form of identification. Real ID cards have a star in the upper right-hand corner. Beginning next Wednesday, May 7th, the federal government will require every person 18 years and older to present a Real ID compliant state-issued driver's license or ID card to board a flight within the U.S. or visit a military base or other secure federal buildings where ID is required for entry. For these purposes, you can also use a valid U.S. passport. You do not need a real ID to drive, vote, identify yourself for general identification purposes, or receive state or federal services. The cost of a real ID driver's license or ID card is the same as a traditional license or ID card, and you can get either at a Department of Motor Vehicles facility or the new Real ID Supercenter for the state of Illinois in downtown Chicago. A list of the documents you'll need to bring with you is available online at realid.ilsos.gov.
Freeport Art Museum's annual regional juried exhibition, which offers both established and emerging artists the opportunity to debut their work created in the last 2 years, opens next Saturday, May 10th, and runs through July 19th. Each year, the museum invites a new juror to select approximately 50 artworks for inclusion and to choose awards for first, second, third place, and honorable mention. This year's juror is Roderick Whetstone, an assistant professor of graphic design teaching in the Department of Art and Design at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. Award winners are announced at the opening reception. This exhibit, which is a visitor's favorite, is open to artists living in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The museum is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, and is closed Sunday and Monday.
The Freeport Art Museum is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a special series of social media posts called Freeport Art Museum Fridays. Each Friday, the museum will share a piece of the museum's rich history, from its early days in the Henney School to the evolution of its permanent collection and the creation of community spaces like the Arts Plaza in downtown Freeport. Each story will help to honor the people, places, and moments that have shaped the Freeport Art Museum over the past 5 decades, while celebrating the museum's role as a cultural cornerstone in the Freeport community. Follow the museum on social media to enjoy this walk down memory lane and a look forward to the next 50 years of creativity and connection.
Beginning this week, the Chain Link Cycle Group is once again opening their rides to the biking public, including their Thursday night cycle path bike rides and Saturday morning bike shop rides. For the Thursday night cycle path ride, plan to meet at the Crate Park Marina just before 5:30 p.m. every Thursday evening. Riders cycle at about 10 to 12 miles per hour, which is conversation pace ride, on a 10-mile round trip, usually to Florence Station. For some variety, the group hosts ice cream rides, beer rides, pumpkin rides, or even mosquito rides throughout the season. The group then meets at 8 o'clock a.m. every Saturday morning at PHK Bicycles in downtown Freeport on Adams Street for the bike shop ride. This ride is usually a 24-mile trek to Dakota and back at a pace of about 12 to 16 miles per hour and includes a few challenging hills. The official ride is on paved roads, but intrepid bikers can choose an alternate gravel route for the last few miles. There is also a shortcut for those only having time for a 16-mile route. All cyclists are welcome to join both free rides.
The Freeport Lions Club will host their 11th annual Cruisin' for a Cause car show from 1 to 5 p.m., sponsored by and held at Union Dairy in Freeport. There's a $10 fee for vehicles, and awards will be presented in 7 categories, as well as recognition for the top 10 cars. Registration closes at 3 p.m. Be sure to enjoy a tasty treat at Union Dairy this Saturday as you enjoy all the great cars that will be on display.
Next Wednesday will be the first Wednesday of the month, and as always, that's the Wednesday movie lovers look forward for the next offering in the Select Picks Classic Film Series at the Lindo Theater. Hosted by Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel, this month's film is Dial M for Murder, an Alfred Hitchcock classic starring Grace Kelly, Ray Milland, and Robert Cummings. The film will be shown in remastered 3D. So attendees will be donning those cool 3D glasses for the presentation. Showtimes on Wednesday are 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock p.m., and both will be followed by a discussion about the movie with Ed and Alan, who have hosted this popular film series for 15 years at the Lindo.
Voices of Stevenson County is working the Cub Food Brat Stand tomorrow and Saturday. You can help them support survivors of domestic and sexual violence with a stop between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. both days to enjoy delicious brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. The Pretzel City Wine Fest is Saturday, May 10th, and next Saturday is also opening day for the Stevenson County Farmers Market in downtown Freeport.
Here are reminders to get your tickets for two fundraisers coming up late next week. The annual YMCA annual fundraiser is next Thursday, May 8th, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at Big O's on the Hollow, or for just $15, you can enjoy delicious cupcakes paired with a variety of cocktails and support the YMCA's annual Strong Kids campaign. Tickets can be purchased at the YMCA or online at freeportymca.org. While you're online, also, don't forget to grab your tickets for the ACC Foundation Celebration fundraiser next Saturday, May 10th. This year's celebration highlights the fine arts in honor of Somerset's 50th anniversary, and you can get tickets at highland.edu.
If you're looking for something to do this week, or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com. And click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there, too. And we have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way.
And hey, while you're signing up for more of what's going on in our community, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. or by using their QR code that appears below.
Be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview in which FreePod host Alan Wenzel visited with Andrea Schultz-Winter and Nicole Haas of the Greater Freeport Partnership about business development and other community events in Freeport. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime.
And I am proud to announce that next week our in-depth interview features me chatting with three fabulous pretzel students. In honor of National Pretzel Day, we interviewed three proud pretzels, Peyton London, Mia Ortiz, and Tristan Peterson, about their successes both in the classroom and their extracurricular activities. This conversation will post at noon next Tuesday, and it's going to be a good one.
Time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. And be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts. You can also click through to our pods on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org.
FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We're also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org.
I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors.
Thank you for listening.